Republican State Senator Doug Steinhardt has introduced new legislation that would block foreign ownership of farmland in New Jersey. It would immediately put an end to China's buying spree that's been going on all through the nation, eliminate any potential threat to the U.S. food supply by the regime. According to a recent expose by the Wall Street Journal, Chinese companies owned by the communist regime, they're spending billions of dollars buying up farmland as well as agricultural commodities all across the country. They've even purchased the largest pork producer in the world, Smithfield Foods. Mentioned brand loyalty a moment ago. That gives you cause to pause, doesn't it? Going back to the legislation, Steinhardt's new bill would prohibit those purchases from even taking place, making it illegal for all foreign governments or foreign individuals from acquiring, purchasing, otherwise obtaining an interest in any agricultural land in New Jersey, with few exceptions. Also, the bill would require all foreign-owned farmland to be sold within a five-year period of the bill's enactment to an individual, trust, corporation, partnership, other business entity that is not a foreign government or a foreign person. Moreover, that the deed easement attached to the land remains devoted to agricultural use. Steinhardt warned that China's aggressive behavior, as well as its recent move into our homeland and its attempt to at least try to control the U.S. food supply, that could be disastrous should any kind of military conflict ever come about. His dire warnings regarding China and their intent stem from the government reports on China looking to gather intel through, land purchases. Report commissioned last year by the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission found that a number of Chinese companies over the last few years have purchased or about to buy large plots of land, what a coincidence, near key U.S. military bases. One example took place back in November of 2021, Grand Forks, North Dakota, where Fufang Group of Shandong, China, they tried to buy farmland for their new wet corn mill location. And wouldn't you know what the farmland they wanted to buy? Be a 370-acre plot of land 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Steinhardt said he plans to draft legislation would require the State Investment Council to do an expedited review of all their investments in Chinese companies. Currently, over $95 billion in assets is managed by SIC for hundreds of thousands of active as well as retired pension funds of state and local government workers.